This is the MIA Podcast, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, a Texas Radio 1 podcast. So put your big boy pants on, grab a frosty beverage, and get ready to laugh your ass off.
All right, folks, I'm not Johnny Cash. This is MIA. That's right, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. I'm here with Jimmy E. and Mudbug.
Yep, I'm here.
I'm here, too.
Y'all are both here? Good?
Yes. Still standing by.
It's not an illusion.
No.
And we are here, and we're gonna talk smack, talk stuff. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we'll figure it out. We're here to entertain you for a little while.
Yeah. Well, usually at least an hour.
Yeah, about an hour.
Sometimes.
We'll call it an hour.
Depends on if we get on a roll, you know.
Well, forever, how long are you listening?
Or how long until
you turn the power button on.
Or if we start snorkeling, and then how long it takes us to snorkel something, you know.
Yeah. So. Ooh. That does make it hard, especially when Mudbug's good.
It's pretty tough. I'm not the best at internet snorkeling, so.
Snorkel. All right.
Yep.
But yeah, so Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, right? Did I say that already?
That is us.
Okay. I remember saying MIA. I just didn't know if I said Music, Idiots, and Alcohol.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
What are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
All right.
Music.
Movies.
We're going to start there.
Because it's Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. Hopefully today it's music.
Movies, Idiots, and Alcohol.
But it says Music, Idiots, and Alcohol.
Okay.
And then we start talking about movies. Mm-hmm. We're not even talking about the soundtrack in the movie. We're talking about the movie.
Oh, we could do that if you like.
That's what. Well, that'd be better. We're still talking about music.
But usually a lot of the movies that we watch don't have country music soundtracks.
Well, I say that because I just don't watch. I don't watch the movies that y'all listen to,
The ones that not watches, you know, has Rob Zombie playing in it.
I don't watch it.
No, it'd be like Jesse Dayton.
Well, that's true.
Texas country, Jesse Dayton's playing.
He might be Captain Clegg.
Captain Clegg in the Night Creatures, Banjo and Sullivan. Banjo and Sullivan go to hell and get killed.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
All right.
Horror movies.
All right.
Well, horrible movie.
Let's get this show on the road then.
Get this show on the road, folks.
Let's do it. Here we go.
Hey, y'all, Texas Radio 1 really could use your support to continue bringing you great programming like Trace Beardo's and some new things we have in the works. So if you'd like to help us out, go to TexasRadio1.com. On the homepage, click on the donate button. Every dollar helps. As little as $1 would be great. It helps to offset some of the costs that it takes to run a radio station. So if you'd like to help out and want to support Texas Radio 1 and continue hearing great programming like Trace Beardo's and the great 24-hour-a-day country music that we play, then please do that for us. We appreciate it. TexasRadio1.com. We really do play the best country in Texas, and we want to continue doing so. We appreciate your support.
Well, you know, because I read a lot of stuff, and it goes in one ear and out the other.
Well, that's...
Oh, let's say this. Cody Johnson, he's got a number one hit out right now.
Yes.
Right? Oh, Kojo.
Imagine that.
Right, Kojo.
Kojo
the new song. So what's the... Oh, okay, never mind. My cord from...
We're talking about Johnson or Hibbard, because you have a Hibbard shirt on. We're talking about Johnson.
Kojo.
Right?
Kojo Johnson.
Kojo. Okay, got you. Okay.
So he's his new number one hit right now is... I don't even know how long it's been a number one, but either way, it's a number one hit. It is Dirt Cheap.
Yes. Good song.
And evidently, the article I was reading was just kind of poking fun at Luke Combs a little bit. Because evidently, the song was originally written, and I don't remember who it was originally written by. I want to say his name was Phillips. I could be wrong. Don't quote me. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. But yeah, so the song was originally written, and the person who wrote it wanted Luke Combs to do it. And he offered it up to Luke Combs, and, you know, I guess Luke Combs passed on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so the writer's wife, he was like, yeah, well, in that case, just send it to Cody, see what he wants to do. And Cody did it and released it, and it's a number one hit. Yeah, so Luke Combs probably had a little bit to say about it.
Yeah, so Luke is over there going, dang, go.
Yeah, had some harsh words, you know, rock.
Gosh, yeah. Dang it.
I rock him, sucker. Yeah.
What was that? Damn, Smutley
from the, yeah. But yeah, so that's, I mean, you know, I think it's pretty funny. Because Luke Combs, I mean, I'm sure he doesn't need the money. He's got, I don't know how many number ones he's got already, but.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
All of them that he's put out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I really like some Luke Combs. He's not, you know, he's not Texas country, but what I always say.
Well, he's pretty dang good, though.
That's what I say. He's as close as you can get to being Texas country without being Texas country.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we said before. Is he pretty good?
Yep. I like it. But so and that's a good song. It's a good song.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was reading an article on a Whiskey Riff.
Oh, your favorite magazine.
One of my favorite
internet magazines.
Yeah. And they were talking about internet magazines. They were talking about every country song with 1 billion, that's a billion with a
billion
B,
with a B,
Spotify streams. Okay.
Man.
And so I'm going to tell you, the first one, you ready for it? You ready for it? Zach Bryan, Something in the Orange.
Something, I was going to say, got to be Zach Bryan, Something in the Orange.
And the next one, Chris Stapleton,
Tennessee Whiskey.
Yeah.
Wow. Were you getting us a top 10 over here? Is that what you're doing?
I don't think there's top 10. I think there's I don't remember how many there are. I don't think there's 10.
These
are songs that have been 1 billion streams on Spotify.
And if you get a penny per spin,
it's not a penny. It's like point something or other of a penny.
Yeah, it's probably like half a penny per
Let's see. Million. The next one was Morgan Wallen. Last night. Noah Kahan or whatever, Stick Season. Don't know that one.
Never heard of him.
BB Rexha and Florida Georgia Line. Oh. Meant to be. So it wasn't meant to be because there's Florida Georgia Line in it. That's what I'm saying.
They don't belong here.
And then Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber with 10,000 Hours. And I think that was the extent of
I want to say, that was stretch, thinking, that was a stretch of the ice one there, huh? Calling the country.
I'm telling you. Yeah, BB Rexha and the other one. That was stretch calling those country.
Yeah, those last two, that was pretty rough.
They were just
trying to include some more names in there. They were like, here, we'll call this one country.
But 1 billion streams. Just,
that's
man,
a
that's
lot.
Just,
1
that's
billion.
Crazy.
Oh, man.
So what does that add up to be? You know,
about 499 billion more than ours. I don't even know. I mean, that's a billion streams.
Yeah.
Wonder how many streams that is a month.
I don't know.
Because that's like how they get paid, right? Or a quarter. Do they get paid by the quarter?
I don't know.
Does Spotify? Because we haven't got a check from them yet.
We have never gotten a check from Spotify.
Spotify has not sent us a check. Therefore, we do not know and or understand how they pay.
No, have no clue.
To call our lawyers.
But I just thought that was interesting. I mean, you know, 1 billion streams and there's only like 5 songs.
Yeah.
That have achieved that status on Spotify. And I forget how many. It's like, I don't know. Was it Jeff Canada that was telling us one time how many streams is per thousand? Or how many?
He was.
How much money per thousand streams?
I actually looked it up. I actually looked it up for YouTube, but I didn't look it up for Spotify. But it's like a bunch. You got to have a bunch of them.
You got to have a bunch of them, yeah.
I know. Speaking of Spotify won their case against Mr. Eminem.
And yeah.
Actually, it wasn't Eminem, but
it was
his one of his licensee type people.
Oh yeah,
yeah. What's that? I don't even remember the name. It starts with a K. But they're not the licensor for them now for him.
Oh
now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Huh.
But anyway, yeah. They said so. Spotify won. Spotify said they don't have to pay.
Yeah.
Whatever it was they wanted paid. It was something to do with licensing and getting paid for streams.
So Mr. Mathers lost his case.
Well, Mr. Mathers didn't even know it was a case until it got filed.
I gotcha.
He got filed and he was like, huh? We're suing who?
He never even knew he was in a lawsuit. Yeah,
I sued who?
Thanks for letting me know.
It's like, we're suing who?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was part of the article too, saying that he didn't even know about it until it was already in motion. Yeah, so.
Oh, you know, you were talking about Cody Johnson earlier, right?
Oh, Cody.
Just a few minutes ago. Yeah, so. That is, so the new song, Dirt Cheap, is his third, number one hit at mainstream country.
Yep, and let's see, so the first one, or was it the second one? I believe the second one was about the one he wrote after almost, felt like he was fixing to die on an airplane. What's that damn song called?
I don't remember. I didn't put the list out.
It's not about Take a Chance, it's about... Don't wait. You know, the song about not waiting to do whatever you're going to do.
Waiting around to die? No, that's not him.
Yeah, no. Anyway, I don't remember the name of the song right now.
I don't either.
if somebody else would talk, I could think about it. But
we're talking about, but we keep talking about that song.
Yeah, well,
that we don't know what the name of it is.
I don't want there to be a bunch of dead air, so I can't think about it. So if y'all would talk, good, I can think about it. See,
all and, right, guys,
I'll throw something to the masses.
I'll throw something at you real quick. All right,
don't throw it at me. Throw it around me.
I didn't bring this up last time we were talking. Okay. I figured I'd go ahead and do it now anyway. Because y'all know that, well, because the date it is now, so it was like a week ago from when we do it from right now.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
But a week ago is the 20th anniversary. The 20th anniversary of Dwight Yoakam.
Oh, Knott's favorite artist in the
Dwight
world.
Dwight Yoakam, whenever him and his lead guitarist, Pete Anderson at the time, back with Guitars and Cadillac, whatever.
Twenty years ago,
August 31st is whenever they.
Now
split
I'm
up.
Just ignoring y'all. Right? I'm not even thinking anymore.
Anyway, I just know that was it. I just figured I'd mention that one.
I'm surprised Knott didn't bring that up.
I believe the song's called "Till You Can't."
Till You Can't. You're right.
That's only, a good one. I only brought Dwight Yoakam up just to aggravate.
Just to aggravate.
I saw him in a movie the other day. Speaking of movies,
Cody Johnson?
No, Dwight Yoakam.
Well, he's been in.
Movie he did himself and it failed miserably because he even put his house up for.
I have no Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah, Dwight. He wanted to do a movie.
This is
and,
like a brand new movie.
He put his house up to the bank to get the money to do the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And spent all this money to do this movie, like $4 million or something like that. And then the movie flopped. He barely made $40,000 on it.
Crazy boy.
Man, I hope he gets some streaming rights.
Well, you know he's got some money.
But he put another album out or something like that in like 2017 or 18 or some new songs or whatever.
Oh, no, I'm talking about a brand new movie.
And apparently I'm just saying, but this whatever the song they're saying, it's doing better mainstream or whatever than what, which I don't know because I haven't heard it, but
yeah. Well, you know,
if I have, I'm not sure.
So the name of that this new movie out that's got Dwight Yoakam in it, is called Logan Lucky. Have you seen this?
I've seen the advertisement.
Okay,
for
so
it.
That's what the guy that sitting on the front of the car. He's that guy that played. And the, what is it, that James Bond movie or something?
Yeah,
like
he's the guy that plays James Bond.
Daniel Craig.
He is one of the characters in this movie.
Yeah.
He's not even the main character. Mark Wahlberg is the main character.
Really?
And he talks fun. Daniel Craig. Well,
yeah, he talks like a hillbilly hick.
A hillbilly hick with a English accent.
It's really kind of weird.
Sounds weird,
but yeah, so I watched the movie. It's actually a really good movie. It's one of them comedy action.
I started it and haven't finished it.
You know what, it's not a brand new movie. I want to say I've seen part of it before, so I don't know how recent the movie is.
It's on FlexNet.
Mm-hmm. And it's got Daniel Craig in it, Wahlberg. There's a couple chicks you would recognize.
They have chickens on this?
Yeah, there's chickens on it. I can't think. What's that brunette chick that dated Tom Cruise for a while? What's her name?
The one that married him?
Married him or whatever?
Katie Holmes.
I think it's her.
Yeah, it's Katie Holmes.
My brain's thinking.
If it's the one that was married to him, it's Katie Holmes.
She doesn't have like a main role or nothing. There's not a whole bunch of main characters. I mean, there's a group of ten people. But yeah, so she's in it, and Dwight Yoakam is the warden at a prison.
Well, dadgum.
And as soon as he came on, I went,
I got to turn this movie off.
I almost turned it off. Terrible actor. Dwight Yoakam, if you're listening,
he was good in.
Quit acting.
He was good as Doyle.
That was the only movie he was good in.
Well, you just liked it because he got killed.
That was my favorite part.
I done killed Doyle. Yep.
How you down 911?
Oh man!
I like.
Hey, so, do we have that new Kojo song, the Dirt Cheap?
Dirt Cheap? Yes, we do.
All right, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
Kojo's new song.
Because actually, I've heard it. It's a really good song. Well, of course, we've heard it.
Well, but, maybe we should go play it now then.
Oh, we could play it here in a few minutes.
We'll play it sometime, maybe.
Y'all should listen to it.
Well, now, whenever we push the button and play it, now how's that?
Were you trying to think? Or
no, I'm saying now. I've said when we go play it now, but I mean now, like when we actually push the button and play it, then it's gonna play. Right then, would be now at that time.
Hey, so we talked earlier about before we got on the air that 20 West and Kendi Jean.
20 West and Kendi Jean
got a brand new song. Yes. Just came out today as the recording of this episode.
Yes. Today, which is Thursday.
Name of the song is I Tried.
Oh, Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Man.
It came out today, and it's in the rotation as of today.
It is incredible.
On our infamous Texas Radio 1.
Yes.
So if you haven't heard it, go listen to it.
Because it's awesome.
It is great.
Because we play the more awesomer music in Texas.
Most awesomest music in Texas. Yeah. Faux show. Hey, so, all right, another one.
William Beckman.
Yeah, so William Beckman is a Texas country artist that I really like. And he
We're listening.
He just signed with Warner Music Nashville. Yeah, so that's real good. Congratulations to Mr. William Beckman.
Congrats.
Beckman. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Because he had a new album came out. His 2023 album came out last year. Here's to You, Here's to Me, which was a great album. Yeah, so anyway, he signed with the Warner Nashville. So congratulations to Mr. William Beckman.
Way to go, William.
I know.
Dead air. Where's that button that you push for the applause? Where's that applause button?
It's, I don't know.
Is it this one?
No.
Nope, that's not it.
There you go. Congratulations, William.
Way to go, William.
Thank you. Who did you want me to look up? Oh, yeah.
William Beckman. Well, on Texas Radio 1.
Yeah, you got it. Oh, on this or on this? I'm lost. I didn't know what you want me to do.
Me either. I don't know what I want you to do anymore either.
Anyway.
We just need
to get a director for this show.
We're out here at the Knot Ranch and nothing's working.
You just drowned in that snorkeling.
We don't know what we're doing, folks.
Our snorkel ain't got no water in it.
That's what makes us so entertaining.
Oh, my gosh. So, Mr. Jeff Canada launched his Indiegogo
fundraiser
for his Chingley upcoming album.
Yes.
Go for it.
Yes.
So, yes.
He sure did.
Yeah.
So, he's wanting to raise a bunch of money.
If anybody wants to.
There's a link out there. You can go find that. And
you can go to jeffcanadasucks.com.
Indeed.
And find how to support Mr. Jeff Canada if you so choose.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly how they're raising money, or whatever. I mean, I don't know exactly.
It's a GoFundMe page.
Yes, yeah. It's Indiegogo is what it's called. It's kind of like a GoFundMe page, I guess. And so they have so much time to collect whatever kind of money, and if they don't meet their goal, well then
nobody pays.
Everybody gets their contribution
right. Yeah.
All right.
He's trying to come up with $27,500.
$27,500.
That's good load. That's a lot of money.
Good God, as James Brown would say. Good God.
Well, if you remember, that's the same amount of money that Paige Lewis is trying to come up with.
No, I don't.
And she came up with it in 1 month.
Mm. Yeah, you don't remember.
I do, because I follow Paige Lewis. So,
like a little puppy.
Speaking of Paige Lewis.
Do tell.
She is also coming to the Alphabet Do-Si-Do Bar.
She's coming to the Do-Si-Do Barbecue.
Hold on. She is going to be there on the 27th of this month. She's going to be there with Winston Cook.
Is Winston going to cook?
I don't know.
Winston Cook or Weston Cook?
No, his name is Winston Cook.
Oh, Winston Cook.
I have never heard of Mr. Winston Cook.
I haven't either until I saw that she booked this show with him. I found this about a month ago because it's been booked for a while.
We're going to check it.
He's just now telling us about it.
Nope, I know, right?
I
pulled it. Well, yeah.
Golly.
We have a lot of other things we talk about.
Yeah,
we do.
Y'all get tired of hearing me talk about
No wonder Paige he wants Lewis to build a calendar. So he can keep track of what's going on. Maybe you should build a calendar.
He wants to keep us.
I can't remember anything if I don't.
And you had to do that invite thing. I like it at work. We do that, you have an event. You put it on the day.
Yeah.
And then you can invite people to attend that whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I love it when they say, and I decline it. I'm like, no, I don't think I want to be
invited. I like being invited unless you need me to work.
Yeah,
I did that.
It's nice to be invited.
I did that.
Send them one of them responses. Yeah.
Thank y'all for thinking about me.
Thanks for inviting me, but no, I don't think so.
I did deuces. That at the place I used to work, the company I used to work for.
Yeah.
I declined it, and I got an email going, you realize that That was not a request, right?
Yeah, it's mandatory.
I was just
seeing if I could take that day off.
Maybe I was just testing the system.
We used to call it mandatory volunteerism.
Well, they could voluntold. You got voluntold. Yes,
you voluntold me to do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As long as they voluntold you and they pay you, because if they're not paying me, I am not there.
Well, when you paid salary, it didn't matter. If yes, they tell you to be there, you'd be there.
Yes, it matters.
It don't matter to me.
Take this job and shove it.
I will keep track of every overtime job.
Here no more.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
So that was, what were we talking about?
We were
taking jobs.
We were talking about Jeff Canada.
Jeff Canada raising money.
Yeah, he went into Paige Lewis.
Paige Lewis already raised her money.
She raised her money. She got all her money.
I know, but we were talking about Paige Lewis.
Go to Jeff Canada Sucks.
JeffCanadaSucks.com and contribute some money to Mr. Canada.
His musical cause.
His musical cause to record his new album. Hang on, I just got an email from...
Hoorah!
Brand new right now.
Oh, no, hang on.
Oh. Is it that important? We got to mute the button.
Let's we're going to be right back.
We're gonna
after
be
these
right.
messages. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all, this is Jimmy. Have you checked out the Trace Beardo show yet? Well, why not? Take a listen to this.
We're going to try Will Carter again. This time he doesn't answer. We're leaving a voicemail.
I still feel like we're prank calling Will Carter. We're whispering it. Will Carter, let's see if he's going to answer.
We should do that. We should prank call.
It's a new thing.
We're going to start doing it now.
We're going to start prank calling all over Texas.
You have no idea how many phone numbers I have.
You just opened up a can of worms, man.
Dude, it's really good. And we're going to start leaving voicemails on every one of them.
You have no idea how many phone numbers I have in my phone.
See? But now we have...
Texas country artists from all over.
Here we are on the air.
Hey, I'm not available right now, but leave me a message or shoot me a text. I'll be right back with you. Thanks.
Hey, Will.
Hey, Will.
This is Texas Radio 1. Trace Beardos, we're calling you, sir.
You were supposed to answer the phone, Will. This is not a very good
twice,
interview.
Will.
Perfect time between 3 and 4.
Wait, this is Saturday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is part of the show
this
right
is part
here.
Of the show.
You're on air right now.
I'm not Johnny Cash.
I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Mudbug.
Yeah. And this guy listening...
Will Carter from the Will Carter Band.
Will Carter.
All right.
So do yourself a favor and check out the Trace Beardo Show. For more information on airtimes, go to TexasRadio1.com. Click on the Trace Beardos link. I guarantee it, you won't regret it.
Okay, then.
And we're back.
Yeah, so he asked if we were ready, and me and Bug both just got real quiet.
So did y'all know
that
according to SavingCountryMusic.com,
Well, is that that your other favorite?
That's
magazine?
Another. Yeah, George Strait, you know the king.
Yeah, the guy played in Huntsville.
Yeah.
I thought he already saved country music.
Alabama. Is going to hold a nationwide listening party ahead of his new album.
And so, how is he doing this nationwide listening party?
No, I don't know. I'm just reading the headline.
On YouTube or something? Or like...
On GooberTuber?
Or maybe he'd do a Facebook Live.
So he's going to
do a Facebook Live.
So it's another record that's fixed to be broken.
Probably so. His new album, Cowboys and Dreamers, is out on Friday, September 6th. So we're recording today, which
that's
is
tomorrow.
The 5th. That's tomorrow for us. So, yeah, so fans will have, independent record stores will have an opportunity to listen and purchase the album early as part of a nationwide listening party happening 2 days before on Wednesday, September 4th. So, it started yesterday.
Oh, that started yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
Last week, y'all.
So, I hope y'all are interested or were.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, so far I've heard a couple of songs off there, and we play one, MIA.
MIA, yeah. He's going MIA down MIA. MIA. Yeah. And this is MIA.
Yeah, we spoke to him. I think he did that specifically for us.
I thought that was our theme song. Is that not our theme song?
I'm going MIA.
No, yeah, man. See, we're changing up the way we do things. So it's getting a little confusing around here, folks, because
we don't know what we're doing.
We are the Three Beards of Texas Radio 1.
Trace Beardos.
And this is MIA.
Mm-hmm.
All at the same time.
At the same time, we're recording both shows simultaneously. Like we have good
it's like
sense.
Simulcasting.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, I was going to say, don't start the,
oh, no.
Cheech and Chong song again.
We won't. Oh, my Lord, Jesus, have mercy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much.
Anyway, so I
they got quite fast, didn't they?
Yeah, it did. Mm-hmm. Thank God. Yeah, I don't.
It's because I raised my hand. I wanted everybody to be quiet.
Well, you got their attention quickly.
Seemed like there was something else I was going to, I don't know, maybe I'll find it in a little bit.
All right.
I thought that's what that break was for. For you to find
well,
stuff
no, we were
talk
talking about.
About
other junk, and we never got around to talking about this junk and going where we're going.
We did talk about a lot of different stuff during break. We probably should have not talked about it. We probably should have just talked about it here.
Some of that junk I don't want to air on air.
Correct.
Air on air.
You don't want to air it out.
Air it out on air.
Some of it's just stuff.
I don't understand.
I won't mention it.
I will never understand.
What are you not going to mention that?
I wouldn't mention most of the things I talk about to y'all out there when we're not on air.
I can't remember when we get back in here.
I won't. That too.
Don't mention it to anyone.
Most of it, we just want to play the best Texas country.
The best country in Texas.
Best country in Texas. That's what right. I meant to say.
Yeah.
although we mentioned the Jeff Canada show or concert
the Jeff
or whatever.
Canada. Yep.
We met old boy. We met a couple.
Chris Cunningham. Joey Collins.
Now I really enjoyed both. Well, and we already know Caleb Helsher. And we already know Jeff Canada. So I don't want to leave anybody out there. But
we're gonna leave them out. Talk about the new.
I was trying to remember Caleb's name that he said he was going to change his name to, and I can't think of it right now. Save my life.
Oh,
what was it? He said he was going to go by have a new stage name. What was it?
I don't remember.
I was going to anyway. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We'll think on that too. Make side.
So is it just Caleb or was the Ho Brothers there?
No, it was just Caleb. Kidding. I didn't see none of the Ho Bros. I didn't see none of the Ho Bros.
Yeah.
Okay. But this guy, but the two guys that were with Caleb was great. He did great. He does great every time he sings.
And he played your favorite song?
He did. He played my favorite song. he played my favorite song by him. Red Mexican.
Yep.
It's a great tone. A great tone. Great tune.
Great
tune. And he has not recorded it. Therefore, the only time you get to see it is if you see him live and request it.
Yes.
Go to Pacific Yard House.
Yeah.
Tuesday night.
Oh, that's true. He's still there on Tuesday nights.
Yeah. And tell him to play Red Mexican.
Red Mexican. It's a great song. It's very, very funny.
It is a funny song.
But anyway, I was going back to Joey Collins. And Chris Cunningham.
Amazing.
Those are great dudes. They're really super nice guys. Great songwriters. Got great voices. Both of them. Of course, the one guy, Chris
Cunningham.
Is from here. I'm getting these guys mixed up, so that's why I have to get assistance.
He keeps trying to say Chris Collinsworth.
I don't know why.
Chris Cunningham, he just released a new song last Friday, actually.
Yeah. So
everybody listen.
So
now,
he's from right here, local. He's from Jimmy. You're hitting your head on the wind chimes again.
Lord have mercy.
So the Chris Cunningham guy, he is from right here, local. He's in the Conroe Cut and Shoot Willis. I don't know, metro area, if you will.
He's in Texas somewhere.
But Joey Collins, little surprise for me.
Where is he from?
He is from, just outside Mobile, Alabama.
Alabama.
He's got a great voice, good songwriter skills, good singing, good vibe. He's just a great dude. Actually, all four of those guys are, great people. But I really enjoyed that. Three guys on stage swapping songs and stuff and telling stories and
that's
about
cool.
how they wrote.
I enjoy those type of. Kind of stuff. I enjoy really those cool. types of setups.
Yeah, if you ever see a Joey Collins coming in,
if
in
you're
going to
see
him, go see him. Even in Chris Cunningham,
if you're going to see an acoustic amazing. Show, to me that's the kind of show to see where they're song swapping.
Yeah, do the song swap.
I love
it's
that kind
the stories. I love hearing the stories before and then they roll into the song. It's amazing the feel you get especially when you hear the story and then they play the song. It just to me it just. It's incredible.
That's what I used to love. I used to like. There was a radio station in Houston used to do a show called the Tin Man Jam.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I guess it was named after something Tesla did or something. I think I don't remember.
The car maker?
No, Tesla the band. the Tin Man Acoustic Jam.
Yeah.
And I've seen several of those. They were really cool.
Was it really?
Yeah, they were really cool. Those were like. I saw Kevin Fowler. I mean, I've seen so many.
You've seen things. Kevin Fowler there.
I was saying I did. I seen old Kevin Fowler at one. But anyway.
You seen him once?
I've seen him more than once.
Beer. Bait. and ammo.
I remember he was up there on stage. He goes, he crushed his beer can. He's got done singing the song, took a drink of beer, crushed the can, set it down on the bar stool, reached over, and he was talking about how great it was, you know, to be able to be on tour and sing in front of everybody. And he goes, it's also really cool to be sponsored by Miller. I think it was Miller Lite. And he opened up his guitar case, and it was in there was a case of beer inside his guitar case
with ice
all in it. It was like a beer cooler. He just pulled a beer out of it, popped it open, and took a drink.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that was Kevin Fowler, folks.
Saw Fowler
because he likes beer.
I saw him at
that's a good song
at the too. River. What I don't remember. It wasn't Green Hall, but that other one over there. That's where I saw
Red
Kevin
Hall?
Fowler.
No, the
forever ago.
The Red. What is the name of that bar?
Where?
Right there on River Road. River Road Ice House.
That might be it. Green Hall is where I saw Roger Kreger.
I don't know. It's like River Road Ice House or something like that.
It should have been Roger Kreger and Dwight Yoakam both at the same time.
You can go by yourself, see?
Roger Kroger.
You got the whole place to yourself.
I'd have been there. It's fine. Because I wouldn't have to worry about either one of y'all being there bothering the crap out of me.
My favorite artist in the world, Roger Kreger.
Hey, good thing, because he's pretty cool.
And we should get shirts made.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Or not. It
says, I heart Roger Kreger.
I am not going to wear that.
Is the heart going to be upside down? Or yeah?
Yeah. You know, like
or is that a circle around it with a slash?
Hey, I don't know. Just,
don't get us wrong. We do play some Roger Kreger.
I do. I like some
Kreger,
music.
Kreger. Whoever y'all say it.
I don't know.
He's good.
I don't know.
We don't play no Dwight Yoakam.
Met the man one time.
Anyway. How about old Randall King?
I've never met Randall, but I like his music.
I ain't met him either, but that guy, he's
got it going on.
He has some really good songs. Really good music.
Yes, yeah, he does.
He's amazing.
Amazeballs.
Yeah. Amazing. So.
Yes.
I know you got a bunch of emails that you're looking at right now.
Yes.
What's some of the newest stuff we got in our world?
Good question.
Introduce some people to some of the newest stuff coming to or on the rotation at Texas Radio 1. I guess I could have pulled that up myself. I probably could have done that myself.
Well, we introduced, just loaded 20 West. We talked about that one earlier. 20 West and Kendi Jean.
Yep.
And
yep.
I Tried. Mm-hmm. What else did we load? New music.
Got some new Cody Hibbert songs in there yet?
Cody Hibbert. Well, the latest one I got is the Long Drive Short Bed.
Man, Cody Hibbert.
That's a good song.
Cody Hibbert's new short songs.
Drive, whatever it's called.
Cody Hibbert's new songs. It's just
Long Ride in a Short Bed.
That's what I said.
That guy is.
Long Ride in a Short
Bed. Long Ride in a Short Bed.
Cody is so cool, he don't even know it.
But oops.
He's getting going, man. I love his new songs.
Don't know.
And our buddy Bubba Wesley with his new songs going out. It's amazing. He's mm-hmm. good.
Yep.
So we got here a couple songs here. We'll mention a couple few songs real quick.
A couple few.
You know how that is. Let's see. Jesse Blake.
I fix say Jesse Blake.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm looking at right now.
Ghost
Jesse Blake.
And Angels.
Ghost mm-hmm. and Angels. Good song. He sent me an email.
That's so new. I haven't even heard it yet.
Yeah. I just loaded it today. So, I mean, he just sent me an email yesterday asking if I had it, and I said, no.
No, we don't have that. Yeah.
Don't have it. And so he sent it, his promoter sent it to me today and loaded it up. It's a great song.
Jesse is great.
Ghosts and Angels. Stuff.
Yeah.
So you already mentioned Candy's new one. Yep. And then we got a new one by Nick Zamora. Sure Hard to Find.
Yep. Sure Hard to Find. Great song. Oh. Kendi Jean's new song. Honky Tonk Disco State of Mind is on there.
Yeah, I love that song. That's totally a different kind
Very
of song.
Very different. Oh, she's different. She's really good.
And I do like that new Songbird Jones, Watching Turtles with You.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good song, too.
Amazing.
I enjoyed that one a lot.
But what's that? That's a
What about Jake Bush's new song, Her Way Ain't the Highway?
I don't know.
You haven't even heard it?
I don't recall.
That's a good song. Jake Bush kicked butt with that song. Excuse me.
He kicked booty.
He did. That song is really amazing. It's good. Her Way Ain't the Highway by Jake Bush. It's a good song.
Then we have Copperhead Watch that just came out by Thomas Michael Riley. That's come out a couple weeks ago. It's pretty good. Not bad.
Pretty good.
I don't know, man.
I know. It's like you're looking through a list of.
We have the new songs. Peyton Howie song like that. What is it? The
no,
denim.
Do not
denim
have her
or whatever.
I do not have the new denim song.
Man,
I don't know why, Peyton. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I don't have your new song yet.
Yeah,
Peyton.
That lady's rocking it. That lady's rocking it.
Not Peyton Riley.
Peyton Howie.
What did I say?
You said you met him.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was reading and not paying attention.
We had Peyton Riley's new song.
We saw Peyton Riley's mom and dad at Do-Si-Do
last weekend. Yeah, she was there at Canada
show. At that show we were at last weekend.
Yeah. But I don't know.
I don't know either.
I do know that Blake Shelton is leaving Warner Music.
What?
Yep. Just saying.
He's that serious, huh?
It has come to an end. He thanked them, they thanked him, and I guess they're parting ways.
Thank you, good night.
See you later.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, we got that new Donis Maurice song.
Donis Maurice? Maurice?
Donis Maurice?
Donis Maurice.
Yeah, Working on Me. That's a good song.
Yeah, it is a very good song.
Very good song. Of course, he's not from Texas either. Where is he from?
Louisiana.
He's from Louisiana. Yeah. I thought he was from further up north somewhere.
Nope. No. Louisiana.
All right, well, my bad.
How you think you got named like Donis Maurice?
East Texas.
The only more Cajun you could get is if his last name was Thibodeau.
Thibodeau or Boudreaux.
Or Decimo.
What's wrong with
Thibodeau,
that?
Decimo.
Or Boudreaux.
My best friend's last name is Thibodeau. And she's from Louisiana, just saying.
Okay, well, all right. Thank you.
Well. That's a lot of new stuff, though. There's bunches of it.
Yeah.
So if you listen to Texas Radio 1, you're going to hear it.
Texas and the radio and the one.
O-N-E.
O-N-E.
Playing the best country.
You can go to TexasRadio1.com or you can go to TexasRadio.1 and get to the same page.
.O-N-E.
That's what I said. It's very confusing.
It is very confusing.
I don't know.
We are very confusing.
Yeah. I know. We're trying a new way of recording tonight, and I'm just out of sorts.
How about
man.
My buddy Gabe Choate, who keeps moving up the charts?
Gabe,
he keeps moving up the charts. Doing good. Like old Mr. Gabe
Choate.
He said
that, my brain went, chafed goat.
I'm just...
What about a chafed goat?
What happened? Why is that goat chafed?
That was first... I don't know.
Sorry about that, Gabe. Gabe, if you're
we
listening...
We love you, Gabe. We love you, man.
Mudbug loves you.
But
don't listen
reason.
To my clowny brothers.
Not Clowny but Brothers, Clowny it's brothers? Clooney Brothers. The Clooney Brothers.
Oh. And it's not us. We're not the Clooney
Brothers. Right.
Now it's a George Clooney effect. Are we going to get that now?
Probably not.
Well, I guess it's better than the Kiefer.
Oh, my God.
Not enough whiskey in the world tonight.
Not enough whiskey in the world tonight.
Hey, I know I'm ragging on that song, but I actually like it.
Make it all right.
Yeah, I like it.
You have to learn one of the new Dogstar songs.
Yeah, Dogstar. Go listen to Kiefer Sutherland.
Or what's
not enough whiskey in the world tonight.
What's Billy Bob Thornton has a band called the Boxmasters.
Boxmasters?
Yeah, it's the Boxmasters. And then you have Russell Crowe, his band. You know what the name of his band is?
The Russell Crowe Band.
30 Odd Foot of Grunt.
Of grunt. I have heard that. Yeah, 30
that's,
odd
that's
foot
poo-poo
of grunt.
For those of you who don't know what grunt 30 is.
30 odd foot of grunt.
30 odd foot of grunt.
And it probably has 30 songs on the first album.
I don't know if he's still doing music or not.
Yeah, I don't either. I know. Last time I saw him sing was...
I know he's put on some weight.
In that, Los Miserables or whatever the hell you
Les Miserables.
Yeah, that's it. That's how you say it.
Or Les Miserables.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was less miserable.
Less miserable.
Him and Hugh Jackman.
Huge Jackman.
Huge Jackman.
Huge Jackman.
And they were taking turns singing songs. It was kind of like a song swap.
It was. Well, it's a musical. Hello.
Hello. Really weird. It was a really weird musical.
But it's great. It's a great show.
It was weird.
It's a great show.
Yeah. I mean, for what it was.
It's a great show.
Okay. It was a great show.
You heard it here, folks. Not Johnny Cash admitted it was a great
Las
show.
Las Miserables.
Less Miserables.
The Less Miserables. That's how you look it up. Less Miserables. Leave one of the S's off.
Yes.
It's L-E-S.
L-E-S. Miserables. No, it's has an S at the end of it.
Miserables, yeah. It says you got to only leave one of
them. Y'all are making me listen miserable.
Well, do you have something to talk about, Bug?
We already did.
What?
I already talked.
Oh, that was a short conversation.
I did that a
minute ago. I know, right?
Hey.
What?
Okay, I know.
Yes.
We'll do something real quick. In Montgomery County, we can only name one.
Montgomery County.
In Montgomery County, where we're from. So anybody listening, if you don't know, we're from Montgomery County, Texas.
Right on.
So, and we are in Cut and Shoot, Texas. Just
tonight,
so you know.
We are in Cut and Shoot.
Anybody listen, this is actually Cut and Shoot.
Cut.
Texas.
Cut
and Shoot. Not Cut and.
That we
cut,
are, because we are at.
Depends on who you are.
And we are at the Knott Ranch.
That's K-N-O-T.
Home of Not Johnny Cash.
And the Twisted Tap.
And the Twisted Tap. There you go. Anyway.
And the Wall of Bacon. Saying.
Okay.
And the Wall of Bacon. Yeah.
Wall All right, of
thanks
Bacon.
Thanks a lot, guys. There's a lot of names going on over here.
Anyway.
It's a lot of name calling going on.
In Montgomery County.
What about Montgomery?
In Montgomery County is going to put those up. Y'all can only name one. Do not name more than one.
Okay. What, I can only name one, or we can only name one?
Each one of you can. You can name one, and then you
this
can
is a contest?
Name.
Okay.
And you have to name another one. Do not name the same one that Knott does.
Can't name the same one. All right, go with it.
Who's going first?
Actually, I'm going to let you go first.
Who's going first?
That's
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
The big plush.
The big plush gets to go first.
Only because you're from deep south
Conroe.
Conroe,
oh
which
God.
Is Spring, Texas. We don't
talk about. I actually live just on the other side of the Montgomery County line, so I actually live in Harris County.
He basically only lives like 2.5 miles outside of Montgomery County.
But, right, you know, it's crazy.
Can't be
no,
very
it's
far.
It's not far at all.
Anyway. Okay, in Montgomery County.
Yes.
If you were going to go watch, and do not name Woods Pavilion, if you're going to go watch a live.
Do not name what?
Listen, if you're going to go watch a live.
Not the pavilion.
Show.
Oh.
Watch a live show.
Yes.
What would be the one place that you would like to watch a live show at? And do not name Woods Pavilion. I'm not talking about a major concert. We're just talking
not
about
the,
a local
name the Willis
show.
Pavilion.
Ixnay Willis Pavilion. The Woodlands Pavilion. Do not name.
To see a live show. Where would I want to see the live show?
Montgomery County.
In
do
Montgomery
not,
County.
Do not name Woodlands Pavilion.
Okay, I will say.
Where would you go?
Is that Montgomery County there?
What would be the one
that's Montgomery, I think
spot?
That's Montgomery County. Well, I need to check and see my sources and see if this place is in Montgomery County. I think it is, and if it did, it would be outside another venue that's outside. It would be City Place.
City Place.
Yeah.
Never even heard of it.
Where
it's
is
right
it
there at? It's right there at Interstate 45. Just.
I don't know. What size band are we talking about? Are we talking about like a national touring band? Or are we talking about a local band?
Anybody.
Well, I mean, I enjoyed Sawyer Park. So, I mean, like I could go to Sawyer Park.
Oh, my. Why didn't I say Sawyer Park? Sawyer Park's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, that's
Sawyer Park's. We
got a big stage.
Yeah, big, great stage.
Light
got
show.
Great food.
Good food. Good twisted tea.
Yeah, twisted tea. You got to be careful though. Sometimes they lose your tap.
They lose your tap.
Or your tab.
Tab.
Or your waitress.
Waitress gets lost. Had that happen once.
Didn't yours go home? Yours just went
Mine
home.
Mine went home, and so did my bill.
It was funny.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
thank you very
I
much.
I mean, I went to go pay my bill. They went. What okay. bill?
You don't have.
I should have a bill.
So
we
not,
don't have a
so
bill.
So not you. You call Sawyer Park is where you.
Yeah,
that's where.
That's what I'm saying.
Your preferred location to go watch a live.
I don't know about preferred. I mean, if I was going to go, I mean,
that's a
I
great
guess
place.
Depends on the situation, but yeah, I love Sawyer Park. It's great, great place to.
I
see
would
it
like there. To check out the new Ice House Conroe.
Knott's been there.
They don't have any. I mean, I haven't seen them. Have any bands there?
Well, they're supposed to.
It just happened.
They're supposed
to. Now they have that new tent right next to that big tent
next
to the building with the stage. So
you have to watch them in a humid tent.
Yeah,
well,
there was
like
a band playing
outside.
Out the other day.
You know,
when I passed by, because I only live like 2 miles from the place. But
you're
going to
be outside.
By,
that's why I said City Place, because City Place is kind of cool. It's right there by the little.
I know, but they got the
man-made lake and
little thing out there in between the two giant ponds, and that's supposed to be a place to play.
That's a good point. Like you say,
where are we talking about?
Lake. Conroe Ice House.
The Conroe Ice House.
No, Ice House Conroe. Yeah, Ice House Conroe.
That one over there.
Yeah.
I
thought you were going to say kickstands.
I guess the difference would be is like what I'm saying is
go drink.
If you're watching a live band or if you're watching acoustic. If you're watching a live band or if you're watching acoustic, it'd be
Can I just say something about
it'd be different
acoustic?
Venues, right?
Acoustic. Acoustic?
Never mind.
Acoustic.
If you're I'm just about over acoustic shows.
Yeah.
I've seen enough in the past 2 years.
I've seen a lot.
We have
shows.
Seen a lot of them.
A lot.
I'm ready to see some live.
A lot.
I want to see full band stuff.
I'm ready to see some full band stuff.
Hey, and for those that are doing the acoustic stuff and that's what they do, that's great.
Well, it's awesome, but yeah, I mean, I'm with you. We've seen a lot of them. We spent a year covering the whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, Storytelling Tuesday.
Participating in Storytelling Tuesday.
Right.
Doing acoustic.
Had some good ones.
We had some great ones, and some pretty good ones. And yeah,
I'd like to see one that never made it to air.
Like to see some full band.
How many notes can you squeeze in that minute?
I'd like to see some full band.
Yeah,
full band stuff. There's several bands I'd really like to see live, actually.
Okay, well,
I'd like to see I want to see Kimpo. I haven't seen them yet.
I'd love to see Kimpo.
Kimpo, I think that'd be a good.
They're in Alaska.
Sawyer Park show. And
they are in Alaska.
I want to see Howard County. I'd like to see Cody Hickory with this full band too.
I would too.
I'd really like to see that. So.
Thank you very much. Me too.
Seeing Cody do his acoustic stuff, but I'd really like to see him full band.
I like to see full band. I think my next mark is see all full.
Maybe
bands.
I'll hire the band to come play here at the Night Ranch.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
It's
I really do it. I can't believe I haven't yet. Which
you haven't done.
Pretty bad for me. Sorry about this. To the artist that I'm fixing the name.
Uh huh.
Because I like this artist. Mm-hmm. But Mike Donnell and his full band, mm-hmm. and he plays out in Tomball, which once every 3 months or so, he always plays that show, and I always schedule it in my calendar to go out there and haven't been there yet.
It's a lot of good it does him to have a calendar, huh?
I put it in there, but every time, he's got another one coming too, full band. And he's got one show that just canceled, so he's looking for somebody that wants to pick
him up. Well, he don't ever invite us.
But he don't have to. He books the show. We're supposed to show up.
No, he just needs to invite me. I want to be invited.
Yeah, send him personally invited.
I want to be personally invited.
Send him a message. Well, he does. If he's on Facebook, he says, "Y'all come out and see me."
I want him to think of me.
Well, that's what that video is. When he's talking in that video and says, "Y'all come out and see me," that's him talking to you about come see.
No.
You're part of y'all.
I want him to go on there and go, Jimmy.
Big plush. We need you here.
Captain Chicken, I want you to come see me.
Captain Cluck.
I want you to come see me out in Tomball, Texas, where Pawpaw used to live.
Over there.
He's taking a short walk down a long street.
He's fixing to have another show there. I'd really like to see one of his live shows.
A rolling leap in a donut or whatever.
I've never even been to the venue he plays at over in Tomball either.
What venue do you play at in Tomball? That's not Montgomery County. Why'd you get off on Tomball?
What, 249 something? I don't know. That's why.
It's not Montgomery County? Is it?
No. Okay, I wasn't talking about it. I'm just saying it's just a live band of weird.
At least you could be talking about Porter.
He changed the subject.
No, okay. Back to Montgomery County. If I was going to watch a live band at a show in Montgomery County.
He didn't want to answer.
Yeah, I've never been to Sawyer Park. Yeah. Haven't been there yet, except for back when it was Papa's on a lake. Or wasn't even on a lake. It was Papa's on the Woodlands. Papa's on Rayford.
It was just Papa's.
It was Papa's Ice House.
It was Papa's Ice House.
I know, but Papa's on the lake, everybody called it. That Papa's over there.
I called it
Papa's on Rayford or something. Anyway.
Behind the Molly's. Is that place still open? Molly's Pub over there? Is it still open?
Yeah, it's still open. Too.
Yes. But if it was a full band show, I think I'd prefer watching it at Marshall's because the sound is incredible inside that building. The old Buckaloo Chevrolet.
Now, I would have to say
really
that
like
I saw
the sound in there.
I saw Josh Ward there, and it was really good.
The sound inside that old dealership is phenomenal.
I don't know who did sound. Do they have the same guy that did sound then? Because back then.
I heard Big Boy. I can't remember his name.
I don't remember the sound guy's name.
Yeah, but the Tyler Aramore show.
I understand that he is not there no more, but I don't remember why. I don't remember if he got sick or
whoever was doing the sound there. He was good. Great job. Yeah, man. Yeah. Well,
big old boy.
I saw Josh Ward and Shane Porter.
Oh, man. Shane Porter. What a great songwriter.
See, I've missed Shane Porter every single time that he's been around where but I have missed all of his shows. I haven't seen him.
I haven't seen him since the Josh Ward show, and that's been several years. Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. I remember when he was too young to sing at the bar.
That's what he was when he was at the Josh Ward show.
Oh,
that's came in with his guitar. I think he had his mom, dad, grandma, and a sister with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so that somebody had his birth certificate to lie.
Yeah, I mean,
and showed it. I'm the mama. Man. Well, I'm the grandma.
It was. I mean, he is very, very talented. He's very talented. Shane Porter. What is it? Shane Porter and the Shady Trees, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that the name of the band? Shady Trees? I think that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Y'all look it up, though. What's that?
That's what Bubba Wesley should name his band.
Really, the last song that I really like is called For You.
Yes, For You.
For You. Yeah. That's a great
good song. Yeah. Shane Porter, he's a local boy. Actually, Cleveland, I think.
Well, he was Porter.
Between
but I think he moved to Cleveland.
Yeah, he was
or
Porter.
Something like that.
I thought he was from Splendora, but no, that's that other
between,
guy.
Between
Porter and Splendora, right next door to each other.
Yeah, Porter, Splendora, they're Cleveland, they're all the same.
Well, you have to go through New Canaan before you get Splendora from Porter.
Yeah, but yeah, he was a very
super talented kid, great voice. And great the songs songwriter. I know he's sung that he wrote.
Yeah, great songwriter,
good
man.
Good job.
I like it.
I like Josh Ward, too.
What else we got?
I heard Cone wrote.
We're going to be...
What else we got? We got something?
We're going to be recording live. The show, we're going to be recording the show live. Hopefully, we don't get canceled. Oh.
That's always possible.
I know our friends over at the brand want us to come back. So
yeah, well, we'll have to do that. Set that up.
Them.
So we're going to be over at... coming up soon at 202
Main. 202
Main. I believe it's going to be on the 12th.
Right on the square.
Right on the square. Downtown Conroe.
Downtown Conroe Square. We've been invited.
We're going to be over there.
I just saw that place earlier today. Right by there.
Yeah. I've never been inside.
I haven't either.
Never been inside.
I saw the sign. Yeah, I haven't been in.
I was literally standing.
Hopefully we're
right
more
by the door.
There if we were.
You were standing on the corner?
I walked right
by the
door. In
Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord.
If I was there, it's a fine sight.
Slow down and take a look at me.
And they did.
Come on, baby.
They looked at me.
Don't say maybe. I got to know that your sweet love is going to save me.
You sing any more of that, we're going to have to pay royalties.
Yeah.
I wasn't singing it. I was quoting it.
Next thing, they're going to
I was doing it William Shatner style.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
You keep it up, they're going to put that on a chart and schedule. That's another
oh
time
my
it
God,
played.
Right?
Henry Rollins did talk rock. That was talk southern rock.
That's going to get us leaked from the charts for that because
William Shatner did an album of songs. It was him talking the lyrics. I don't remember what the name of the album was.
Yeah, but it was done to more of a classical setting, right?
I don't remember.
It was done to like not orchestra, but more like a bluesy jazz sound. Yeah.
But at any point did he say,
you know, what do they call that?
Beam us up, Scotty.
You know, the whole speakeasy type listening
right,
music,
right,
that,
right.
That kind of sound.
Okay. Well, was it, what radio station was it in Houston that used to do the, was that 101 that did the, the opera man, where he would do, come and sing a rock song and do an opera song. You had to guess what song it was.
No, I don't remember that.
I think it was 101. Kayla Will used to do that. Yeah, that was funny stuff.
I remember listening to a thing one time where they would do Metallica songs.
Yeah.
Like Frank Sinatra style. Or Barry Manilow, you know, kind of sound. And I don't remember. You can find them, like, they're on YouTube. Like, you can listen to them. It's pretty funny.
Well, there's a guy on, there's a couple guys on TikTok.
That's totally
something. Different. I don't know. It's either on TikTok or
TikTok,
it's on Instagram.
YouTube, Facebook, or
one of those
fall
things.
Over.
One of those TikTok. Social media. And they do, songs like, What If So-and-So Was Done By...
This band.
Creed. You know, what if this song was done by Disturbed? You know, and so they do these. What's the guy's name?
What if Amarillo by Morning was done by Metallica?
Metallica. Yeah, they do crazy stuff like that. And it really actually comes out pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's got to be some of these bands that are making a fortune probably on YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you if they tour or not, but like. Was it one of them, like State of Mind or whatever? They take these slower songs and they make them like really hardcore, not like metal, but like, I don't know. I can't explain it. It's more like listening to Five Finger Death Punch without all the speed to it. It's like slower, you know what I mean? They did that song by Garth Brooks, Thunder Rolls.
Yeah,
they did a version of that, which is really cool.
Did the lightning strike?
And Yeah, so it's got that whole, they go through the whole song.
Another Love Grows Cold Deep in the Night.
And the lightning strikes. Bug's reading again.
I know, he's
snorkeling.
I guess
we bored him. Yeah. We bored him, so he's reading.
Is this the part where we start talking about movies now?
Yes.
Have you seen any good movies lately, Not?
Well, I think I already mentioned the movies I saw.
I'm going to take a smoke break.
I haven't watched any horror movies. I haven't watched any good horror movies.
No horror movies?
No.
Horrible movies?
Like I said, I watched Logan Lucky.
Okay, I'm going to have to watch that one.
I thought it was pretty cool. It's kind of funny. It's got a lot of... And I don't normally watch funny movies, but since it was like an action kind of weird, and that, and I'd already watched watch everything else left on Netflix.
Have you seen Lucky Number 11?
Lucky Number...
No, I haven't. Thank you, but...
No.
Seven Psychopaths. Have you seen that one?
No. Is
that
on Netflix?
Oh, my God.
If it's not on Netflix,
oh my God.
I can't watch it.
You need to watch Seven Psychopaths, man, because I think you would love that.
If I can't pull it up on Roku, I ain't watching it.
It's got Christopher Walken.
Okay, I watched...
I think I have seen Seven Psychopaths. That's like a really
great,
old movie, ain't
it? Great, yeah.
I like watching series kind of things, but have y'all watched Mayor of Kingstown?
Who?
Mayor of Kingstown.
Mayor of Kingstown. Are you speaking English right
Mayor
now?
Mayor of Kingstown.
Or am I not hearing English?
Mayor of Kingstown.
You need another beverage over
here? Yes, with Jeremy Renner. I have watched some of Mayor of Kingstown.
I really like that show.
Good show. What I'm waiting for, the next season of Tulsa King.
Me too.
Mr. Tulsa Sylvester
since
Stallone.
Since it's all over the...
Such a great show.
It's all over
it really?
The commercials
oh my God.
On Prime.
Tulsa King is actually a good show.
It is a fantastic show.
Dude, you haven't
if you haven't seen it, I'm telling you right.
Is it on Netflix?
It's pretty cool.
No, it's
that's
not.
It's on Prime.
Mayor of Kingstown is a good show.
I like
Mayor Kingstown. But Tulsa King kicks its butt.
Yeah, Tulsa King is...
Sylvester
it's
Stallone
really
is the main character.
Yeah, it's really good.
No, I heard about it, but if it's not on Netflix, I'm not signing up for. I already got.
What is that? Is it?
I already signed up for $20 here, $20.
But he
here,
left
$20.
Mafia. He's trying not to be. He's doing his own thing.
Well,
basically,
he basically
not,
got
not trying to be mafia, but doing his own thing. But he's still mafia.
He basically got.
Well, see, I already took your advice and went back and started watching Umbrella Academy again. So.
Oh,
yeah.
So I will
you told
say,
me that the other day, not when you were on the
so first season was phenomenal.
I finished season one.
First season was great.
He said he got...
The last season
there's four seasons of it now.
Mixed. Yeah, there's only four seasons. It's not doing anymore. It's
oh,
over.
Oh, good. So I know it's going to end.
So the fourth season was... Yeah.
Well, I mean, no, it's going to... Does it have an ending or is it just...
It has an ending.
Just, or did they end the season and then go...
No, they planned it this way.
We're not going to redo it.
It's not like those series where it gets canceled and you don't
you get canceled and you're like,
and they don't. There's no wrap up. No, they wrap this one up.
It's not like this is a book, folks. I can't go back and read it.
Or when they end it, do like Star Wars and then put all those words coming across so they can tell you the story. You got to read it to know how it all ends.
And this subject and this subject.
That way you're not
you
lost.
Watch the next movie and we changed it all.
Or
again.
They do it just like Game of Thrones and they just write really quick and just end it.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. Y'all two kiss and then you kill her.
Done.
Okay.
Over.
And the dragon freaks out and flies away.
I am, however, mentioning Star Wars, what? I am, however, excited about they got a new series coming. And I can't
spit it out there, baby.
Anyways, and it's called
I can't talk when I'm trying to drink.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's not what it's
Becky.
Called.
You know what?
It's a new series I got coming out, but it's basically it's a bunch of kids, right? I think it's called Skeleton Crew.
Yeah, I don't know. Never heard of it.
And it's a series, but it looks like it's going to be really good. So I'm kind of excited about that.
I don't know. The other day.
And, of course, the Mandalorian movie is coming
Like last week or whatever.
That's what I'm waiting on. Right
I was here at the house. I had drank way too much the day before, night before, whatever. And I was being really, really lazy.
When did you start drinking?
Or that day.
And so I was sitting here thumbing through Netflix. And I'm like, oh, I've seen this. Oh, I've seen that. Oh, I've seen this. I'm like, okay, well, I'm pretty sure I've seen this. But I'll watch it again, you know?
Yeah.
Why not? So I push play. And I'm sitting there and I watch it. It was Star Trek, right?
Okay.
Star Trek Beyond. I'm watching it and watching it and watching it. And I'm like, I have never seen this. I was like, how have I not seen Star Trek Beyond? I thought I'd seen all the Star Trek. That's with Chris Pine. You grab the
Chris Pine,
not
is
Pine.
Captain Kirk. Yeah,
Chris Pine,
and that was like the part two. You know, it was that one J.J. Abrams? Did the reboot of Star Trek, which I loved it. I thought the first one was great.
The first one was great,
and the second one
was
I thought it was
pretty good. I
the second one, was that the one with the...
the one with the weird chick.
With the weird chick. Yeah. And I thought, ride the motorcycle and disappear and reappear.
Yeah, that's kind of really...
It was cool, though.
Far-fetched, but yeah.
And then you had the next one that had the bad guy is Mr. Cumberbatch. Yeah,
that's plays the Khan. So I thought, well, I don't know why, but I thought Khan or Wrath of Khan, right? Wrath of Khan.
It wasn't Wrath of Khan. Wrath of Khan was the
original.
Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah. Well, okay.
William Shatner.
So it was the Khan thing, though. But anyway.
Yeah, he plays Khan.
I thought that was the second one. So
that's the third one.
I missed. No, Beyond is the second one.
I'm so confused.
I was totally lost. I was like, I thought I kept skipping past it for weeks and weeks while it was on Netflix. I just kept skipping past it because it's Star Trek. I've seen all those. And I looked, and it's like, oh, it's from 2016. Yeah, I've seen that.
Did they play any Texas Country in there?
Yes, actually they did.
This is the movies. This is the movies part of the show.
Well, yes, actually they did. Texas is already there.
Actually, I think they did. They played it while he was riding that motorcycle around shooting lasers.
In the desert land, shooting lasers and disappearing and reappearing.
Shooting lasers at aliens.
Yeah.
Kind of like they did from Ghost Riders.
He was trying kind of like they did in that, that movie survive. Aliens and Cowboys or Cowboys versus Aliens.
Cowboys versus
when he needed to fix the spaceship.
That was James Bond.
When he needed to fix the spaceship and get it going or something.
That was James Bond and Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford and Daniel Craig.
James Bond.
What a waste of a movie. Sean loves that movie. Or not. He not loves that movie.
Yeah.
I do not.
He is not.
That is not a good movie. But hey.
Oh, it was entertaining for a moment.
Ted Lasso, from what I understand, has been green-lighted for a fourth season.
Sweet.
Didn't think it was going to happen. But I
kind of like that goofy show, but it's good.
Such
I
a
like
great
it,
show. So. I'm going to have to go back and watch the other three seasons.
I'll go back and watch it over again. That's sorry with me. I would.
I wish they'd come out with another season of Longmire.
I wish they could have done that, but shoot, I don't even know if that old man could still work out do acting now. Even though he's awesome, no, you're wrong. But
he was good.
But he was good, yeah, I don't know.
Isn't he Australian, though?
Wonder how much he could actually do if he was going to.
What's that dude? I think he's Australian, isn't he?
No, I have no clue. I couldn't tell his name.
I don't remember the guy's name.
I have never seen the guy that starred Longmire. I've never seen him in anything.
But you know who else? You know, the girl, the one that.
But the female, I've seen her in shows.
That's Katie Sackhoff, right?
I've seen her
who plays in The Mandalorian and plays in.
Yeah, you're right. There you go. Thank you.
Starship Battleship Troopers or.
Yes.
Whatever it's called.
I can't remember the name of that one either.
Starship Battleship Troopers. What's the name of that stupid show?
There's a Battlestar Galactica.
Maybe it was Battlestar
Galactica. Starship Troopers. I don't know what we're talking
about.
She wasn't on Starship Troopers.
What chick?
Katie Sackhoff.
What does she look like?
She looks like Katie Sackhoff.
Yeah.
Is she a redhead?
No. Well, she can be.
She looks like a woman that could whoop your behind.
Well, I have no idea who you're talking about.
Yeah, she played on Longmire with dude. I'm going to have to look it up. I'm going to go snorkel.
This is probably a
conversation we had last week. We just don't remember it.
Nope. And if we did, what's it to you? Y'all weaklings.
I'm trying to think of this movie that I watched the other day, and I was trying to, and I can't think of it. So I was turning my brain on over here.
Turn your brain on.
And it's not working.
Turn your brain on.
I can't get it to work.
That's Katie Sackhoff right there.
Oh, let me look.
Oh, put your glasses on, old man.
Put my eyeballs on, folks. I don't know. I don't know who that is.
She's played in some shows I know you've seen. And I can't remember. I was trying to think of the dude's name that played the lead character in Longmire, and I can't think of it right now to save my life. I know Lou Diamond Phillips was in it. I forgot.
He hasn't done a whole lot of movies since. I mean, he's done some, but it's like nothing movies, you know what I mean?
Nothing movies? What do you mean, nothing movies?
I'm just saying. Yep, I think my battery died in my remote, so now I can't pull it up.
God, dog, what's that guy's name?
We're so good at this, entertaining people.
I know, right? We suck at it. And they don't even list him on here. Why is he not even listed on here?
It's because he's not in the movie. You just thought
he
was.
No, this is a show. He was in the show.
He's not in the show.
He's the main character in the show. He's not even on the kid.
Nope, he's not in it.
Okay. Well,
not in it.
There you go. I don't know.
Yep. So,
Peter Weller was in it, though.
Who?
Peter Weller.
Peter Weller.
RoboCop.
Oh, wow. RoboCop. The original RoboCop?
He was the... Yeah, Peter Weller was the original RoboCop. Can you
That's
tell me?
I didn't know.
Can you tell me what show he was in before RoboCop, though?
No.
A movie that was the one of the weirdest science fiction movies I've ever seen in my life.
Peter Weller?
Peter Weller.
No.
Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension.
Across the Eighth Dimension. What is this?
What a weird what show.
There's some kind of sci-fi movie out, and I took Bebop something. What is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's something Bebop, and I turned it on, and it started playing, and I was like, oh, no, I ain't watching this. This is terrible. It was really... Some kind of spaceship docking in some place.
Work,
Yeah, it was kind of like watching what's that one? The Guardians of the Galaxy. It was like that, only way, way, way cheesier. Anyway,
Robert Taylor. That's that dude.
What's that dude?
The one that played the lead character in Longmire.
I haven't watched Longmire.
So Robert Taylor.
Now, you know, James Hetfield's fixing to be in a... Well, actually, he's already in it. James Hetfield, Mr. Singer of Metallica.
Yeah.
He's I don't think he's starring in it, but he is a lawman in a Western.
He's a law dog?
James Hetfield is a lawman in a Western.
I did not know that.
I can't think of the guy's first name, but his last name is... Dinklage?
Peter Dinklage. The
little short guy? Yeah. The guy that was in Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Right. So he's like the main character in this movie. He's a bounty hunter. It's called The Thicket.
Huh.
A movie called The Thicket, folks. It's coming to streaming really quick. And it is... Is that Tarantino? I think it's a Tarantino
film. Is it?
I think. I can't promise you that. But
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage and Juliette Lewis...
Yeah.
Are the two main characters in this movie.
Really?
From what I'm understanding. And James Hetfield is he's a lawman. He's
is
a cop.
Is he going to play guitar?
He's a sheriff.
Is he going to play guitar while he's in
this
movie?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. They probably don't even have any Metallica
My
songs.
Favorite role...
It's a Western.
...from Peter Dinklage was in Elf.
I don't think I watched Elf. That's what...
With
that's
Will
with the
Ferrell.
Curly, yeah, Will Ferrell,
Will
the curly
Ferrell.
Hair guy. Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't watch
where,
that.
You know, the little short guy, you know, he's Peter's little bitty guy, of course, you know.
Right.
Comes in there, and of course, Will Ferrell thinks he's an elf, but he's a full-grown man. Will Ferrell's,
right.
What, 6'4" or something like that?
Yeah, he's a big old tall dude.
Anyway, he goes, and he sees Peter Dinklage for the first time and calls him an elf. And Peter goes, call me elf one more time, my friend. Come on.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he does call him... He's a mean little elf, and Peter Dinklage kicks his butt.
You know, it's funny because he looks really strong when you see
him. He does.
Yeah, he looks like
he's actually a great actor.
Oh, he's a very good actor.
Yeah.
Everything I didn't see Elf, but supposedly they're saying that he did really, really, really superb job in this movie, The Thicket. So, and so did Juliette Lewis, evidently. It's like her reprising a role.
Is it?
Or, you know, like a... Like they're saying, it could help boost her back into whatever. But
like
evidently,
she kind of faded out of view.
Evidently, it didn't really do really well at the box office, or at the theaters, I guess. But I'm not really sure anything nowadays does any good at the theaters. So
yeah, Robert Taylor from Longmire is Australian, mate.
Oh, so he is.
He's actually from Australia, and he's still alive, sir.
He was dead. I just said
he's only 61. He's the same age I am.
Well, see that. Imagine you having to act out the movie parts, or acting out to be in a movie. Imagine what you'd have to go through.
He's actually from Melbourne, Australia.
you probably wouldn't make it either.
Maybe that's why all them Australians are emailing you music.
You know, I didn't think of that.
They're out yonder.
Could are they? Be.
There's a lot of dirt over there.
Are they out yonder ways?
It's not red.
it could be.
Australia.
I haven't been there. I don't know.
Red dirt. What else are we going to talk about?
I'm about
talked out.
I can talk you out of it.
Who else?
Huh?
Who else?
Who else what? I don't know.
I'm giving up. All right, folks.
Well, it looks like we're done.
I guess we're going to call our quit. I'm not Johnny Cash.
Yeah, I'm Jimmy.
I'm still Mudbug. Mm-hmm.
This is MIA. We are the Three Beards of Texas Radio
Trace
1.
Beardos,
the MIA. Trace Beardos.
We are.
Of MIA. Music, idiots, and alcohol. We do appreciate you hanging out with us, and we hope we didn't bore you too bad.
Yeah.
If we did, dial 936-333-1843 and let Jimmy
Bug,
know.
Let Bug know about it.
What are all the rundowns to get a hold of us?
Oh.
Facebook.com/TraceBeardos. TraceBeardos@gmail.com.
TexasRadio1.com. Not@TexasRadio1.com.
TexasRadio1@gmail.com.
Everybody get all that?
Facebook.com/TexasRadio1.
Hey, just go to TexasRadio1.com, folks.
Yeah, just do that.
Or
just
text us at 936-333-1843.
Yeah.
And Bug,
you can do that.
Bug will be right back.
And be sure and go on to Jeff Canada's website and tell him that he sucks.
Hey, sucks.
Jeff Canada sucks.com,
folks. Give him a hand. He's wanting to make a new album.
Go on there. Yeah, contribute to see that.
Let him make some more music.
Yeah, well, why not? Because he does make some great music. So
he does. And I don't want to hear him cry about it no more.
Even if he does, I just want to hear him sing. I don't care.
I don't want to hear him cry about it no more. Go make some more music, dadgummit.
I don't care if he cries about it or not. You keep making music, Jeff. That's all you need to do. That's awesome. I love it.
We're out. Bye, y'all.
Have a good night, folks.
Love y'all. Good night.
This has been a Texas Radio 1 podcast. For more information, visit TexasRadio1.com.
Ever.